Texas Tech. I'm Derek Kincher, and today we'll discuss the issue of love and marriage. Recent numbers show tying the knot is on the decline. We'll discuss why we think that is and what that might mean for millennials.
And I'm Morgan Spruill. Later on the show, we will discuss latest news coming out of Hollywood and also talk about the hit and misses during last night's Golden Globes.
I'm Marcia Trevino, and today we'll discuss how to grow up when you're still your parents' baby, and we'll also be playing an exciting game of Heads Up. We want one of you to play with us. Here's news and weather.
Good morning. I'm Kiara Powell with your KTXT News Update. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why a Dallas-bound Southwest Airlines flight landed at Missouri's Taney Airport. The Dallas-bound plane was supposed to stop in Branson. The two Missouri airports are about 7 miles apart. A spokesman at the Taney County Airport says the passengers were taken to the Branson Airport by bus and other vehicles. Federal auditors are investigating whether New Jersey Governor Chris Christie improperly used money meant for Hurricane Sandy relief. CNN says auditors are trying to determine if $25 million in Superstorm relief money was improperly used for a tourism campaign for the Jersey Shore. The investigation comes after a now-fired Christie staffer apparently arranged for lane closures on the George Washington Bridge in retaliation after the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, would not support Christie's reelection. Tap water is still not fit to drink in 9 West Virginia counties. Days after a chemical leak in a major river tainted the water supply, there may be good news on the horizon. However, the chemical levels appear to be dropping. The National Guard is performing the water test and says readings need to be below a certain level for a full day before the water will be safe for drinking, cooking, and bathing. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
It's Monday, January 13th, 2 days away from the first day of the spring 2014 semester. Weather looking nice out there. Cold this morning. Temperatures in the mid and upper 20s. Factoring in a breeze, you'll need those jackets. Wind chills in the teens. This afternoon, however, looking gorgeous. Temps in the mid 50s by lunch. Looking at highs in the lower 60s. Plenty of sunshine out there. Just a few high clouds. Winds north and northwest. Much lighter than yesterday. Only about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, colder. Lows in the 20s. I'm Cutter Martin for the Raider.
Three minutes now past 8 o'clock. Welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech right here on the Raider, 88.1 FM KTXT Lubbock. I'm Derek Kincher along with Morgan Spruill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, so much going on over
here. Just
the
with Morgan? That's it? Just
I'm
you
sorry.
Two?
I'm sorry. In the main studio, DG and Morgan. Across the way is Marissa Trevino and, of course, Kiara Powell. We just heard from her. So, anyway, moving on. Good morning, Marissa. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. How was yours?
It was okay. Did you do anything fun? Did you see any movies? Go to any concerts?
Anything youthful? Absolutely fun? Not.
No?
No.
Did anybody? Did you, Morgan?
I saw Wolf of Wall Street.
Was it good?
Very good. I think it would be questionable for some people. I think some people would probably think it's a little vulgar, but I liked it.
But it has Leo in it, so.
It does, and he looked great. He looked really great. But it's kind of like if y'all have ever seen the movie Blow with Johnny Depp in it. It's kind of a better version of Blow, in my opinion, but just another drug movie. Nothing special. Goodness. But pretty good if you, I don't know, want to spend the money, go see it. But if not, just wait till it comes out on Netflix or, you know, Redbox. Yeah, for $1. So that's always good.
I remember when you would go to a store for videos.
I do too.
They were called Blockbuster.
Yeah, Blockbuster back in the day.
But they were like $3.50. And like the new movies were like $5.
You couldn't even get the new movies. You had to wait.
Well, yeah, but when the new movies came out. They were $5.
I remember a time before VCRs.
We
had to draw pictures. To
I don't remember a time before VCRs. That's not a thing for me.
You young millennials. Well, what else is going on in the world of current events? I know that, classes here at Texas Tech start on Wednesday, the 15th.
Wednesday.
Yeah, a lot of preparation going
So depressing.
Depressing.
I'm ready to get it over with. Let's go.
It's consider this, Kira. If you were a student over at Lubbock Christian, you would already be in class. I think they started last Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
All of the schools in Lubbock started on Tuesday.
I don't know, probably.
It's gross.
If you're a student that lives over here at Stengel Myrtle across the street from us, some of the you might find some new stuff on the wall. I know that they've been changing the outlets, installing USB ports so that
students can
charge.
That's really cool.
Of course they would do that right when I'm, you know, out of the dorms and stuff like that. That's great.
I mean, you've been out of the dorms for a while, Morgan. Yeah.
Well.
That was in today's paper, according to Sean Dugan. He's with Student Housing and Dining Services. They've been doing some preparation in some of the dorms here on campus in anticipation of the spring semester, things that they can get away with over a 2 to 3 week period, as opposed to major modifications, renovations that have to wait over summer. But, yeah, I think a lot of local businesses are also getting ready for Tech students to come back. And I am eagerly awaiting the opening of Torchy's Tacos, which is supposed to happen this semester.
It's supposed to open this, like, this month, I thought. I thought it was supposed to open in January.
Well, I need to find out because I'm going to go
what
hit
is it
them
called?
Up.
Potbellies?
Potbellies.
Where is it and what is it?
It's a sandwich shop, and it's over there but off of Glenna Goodacre beside, like, the...
The Chicken Express?
Yes.
Yes. I love Chicken Express.
And it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty good. I don't eat a lot of sandwiches, I won't lie. But
I love sandwiches.
But the few times that I've been there... It wasn't the most horrible thing I've ever had. I mean, it's decent.
Obviously, you haven't eaten at the one here because it's not open yet. Where did you eat at one before?
I ate at one in Washington, D.C. and one in Dallas.
Oh, so they're a national chain.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. Well, there you go. So, you know, we're ready. And if you're just now tuning in, welcome back. Hope you had a good break. I know a lot of students are probably still asleep at this point. We don't blame you. A lot of faculty probably still asleep at this point.
Absolutely.
Even though faculty have to report to work today. Some of us have been at it a little bit longer, say maybe since the second of the year. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Welcome back. We get this is the first, I guess this is the first week of school, basically, starting on Wednesday. Yeah, Kira's giving me that look, and I have that same look. I'm like, really? It's been so nice and quiet. I've been getting so much done.
But it's my last semester ever at Tech, so I'm excited for it.
Me too. I mean, kind of bittersweet, but, you know, you got to get out into that big, bad world sometime.
It won't be bittersweet until May hits, and then you're like, oh, okay, so I have to find a job
now.
You
have 5 months to find a job. Good luck.
Yeah, so if anyone's hiring out there, you just let me know.
What else is going on, current events?
Well, I found a really interesting story. Supposedly, this guy. I know, he told me this last Friday, too.
I'm going to get
supposedly.
Her. There you go.
A convicted Oregon pimp is trying to sue Nike over a lack of shoe warning label. So he's trying to file a $100 million lawsuit claiming that Nike failed to warn consumers that the shoes could be used as a deadly weapon.
I'm sorry. What?
How does what he do for a living?
I will.
Oh, no, let her
give
finish.
Me a second. Okay. Here it goes. He was found guilty of second-degree assault early last year for using his Nike Jordan shoe to stomp the face of a man who was trying to leave a Portland hotel without paying one of his prostitutes. So, the man ultimately needed stitches and plastic surgery to repair the damage.
I think he fails to see that it wasn't the Nike shoe that did the damage so much as his foot.
I just thought this was so bizarre that this guy, after doing what he did, is trying to sue Nike because they didn't warn him that the shoes could do the damage.
Obviously, it's the Nike. I mean, can you think about what if that girl had, like, a heel in her hand? Like, he would have been gone.
Right?
Well, you know.
Nike is so at least rubber.
Nike made him do it.
Neiman Marcus? I mean, where do you get high heel shoes from these days? What's your favorite shoe
Everywhere.
Place?
Practically anywhere.
Anywhere that has them on sale. Really?
It's a Monday and it's way too early.
Well, I thought it was funny. Happy Monday, everyone.
I'm
still trying. Have a great day.
I'm trying to wake up, let alone process.
Yeah, try not to hit anyone with your shoe today.
So the prospect of this sex industry professional winning his lawsuit against the multi-billion-dollar company Nike, that's probably not going to happen, do we
probably
think?
Probably not.
Well,
I
the
don't
company
think
so. Has refused to make a public response yet, so you know what that means. They're itching their head right now or something.
If you can sue Nike for using a shoe to stomp someone's face, That is ridiculous. And I don't know what our world is coming to.
Anything can be used as a deadly weapon if you have the strength behind
shoes
it.
Shoes don't kill people.
Well, I would say to prove it, let me
people.
See the tread
feet
mark,
kill people. The
you know, on his
feet
face and match it up with the shoe. That's what I would say.
Did it say what kind of brand of Nike? Was it one
Jordan.
Of those pump-up?
Oh, Nike Jordan.
You're
so I would
Jordan.
Go, yes, that
so
was
Jordan's
my second
now
thought.
A co-conspirator
go after
in the lawsuit?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
gosh. Well, that's
scary.
That's just...
Just so scary.
Thanks, Morgan. That made my day. I'm not sure what to think. It's all downhill from here now.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll follow up with something more interesting.
Well, I don't know if anyone follows Tech football, but I follow it. That's the only sport that I follow is Tech football. And Baker Mayfield, who was the starting quarterback, applied to avoid being able, like, Tech had denied him contact with any other Big 12 schools. It's part of their policy.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And it follows it. It goes in accordance with NCAA rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so he applied to get that removed because he said that since he was a walk-on player, he shouldn't have those rules on him.
Right.
But he was still a member of the team. He still got the team benefits. They get lunches and dinners and all sorts of trips and whatever. Like, he was a member of the team. He can't say that he didn't get anything from that team. So I don't think that was fair anyways. But a 5-member panel of the Texas Tech Athletics Council heard Mayfield's case and unanimously rejected it, saying its decision was in line
denied.
With the school and NCAA record rules.
Well, where's he going to school? He's leaving the university. He's left Tech. And where's he trying to
he
get
He tried
on?
To walk on to OU, if I
That's right.
am correct.
That's
who have 5 quarterbacks on scholarship.
Well, he was denied. They didn't want him
well,
there.
Well, and so he's the next year he's basically sitting out, and he loses a year of eligibility from what little I understand. But, you know, after reading what he said about our great coach, Clove Kingsbury, to ESPN and all of that mess last week, I'm just like, you know, don't
need bite you. The hand who feeds you.
Good luck there in Oklahoma.
Well, he was just so entitled with everything. Like, I started the first 5. I should be able to start all of the games, even after
and
I was injured and I wasn't playing up to par.
You millennials Ooh. Get a bad rap.
Oh, he's a bad egg.
Bad egg. I like that.
He doesn't count in our generation.
Quoting Willy Wonka there. Bad egg. That's right.
So last night was the Golden Globes. I don't know if any of you watched it or not. And if you're listening, you should definitely tweet us at the Raider881 your favorite moment of the Golden Globes. If not, you can always hit us up on Facebook. Again, the Raider881. We would love to hear from you. But some pretty interesting stuff. A pasty was revealed. And if you're not aware of what a pasty is, it's kind of what holds your dresses on.
I have a don't ask, don't tell policy concerning those things.
I think that's a good policy for you.
It's just tape is what it is, and it holds your dress in the right places. And so, basically, the House of Cards actress, she's 47, super attractive, Robin Wright.
What's her name?
Robin Wright. She is right here if you'd like to see a picture of her looking good at 47. Yes, sir. That is her. She apparently was receiving her award, and it slipped. But, you know, it wasn't as bad as Janet Jackson's whole ordeal or, you know, Miley Cyrus or anything like that. Just a minor... Yeah, wardrobe malfunction.
When it's Janet Jackson, it's a wardrobe malfunction. When it's Cyrus, it's an intentional
that was,
wardrobe.
Yeah, that was intentionally planned.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wardrobe intentioned.
And apparently, Tina Fey, I love her, Her and
Amy Poehler.
Amy, yes, they co-hosted, and that was a huge success. Apparently, the ratings for the Golden Globes last night were astonishing compared to recent years.
This was their second time to do
that. Uh-huh. It was.
They had criticism last year, as I recall.
They did. It was... they said last year they took it a little too far in some instances, you know, kind of drug out their jokes. And this year they kept it kind of short and sweet and a little bit better. But apparently 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture in Drama.
Yes.
And American Hustle with, what is her name? Jennifer Lawrence, everyone's favorite, won Best Picture, Musical, and Comedy. And then Matthew McConaughey, of course, won Best Male Actor in Best Drama, The Dallas Buyers Club. I don't know if y'all have seen that yet. I haven't
seen it.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. You know what's really funny is that a lot of these movies that do win, I feel like I've never seen before. Like 12 Years a Slave. Have y'all even heard of that?
I have
heard
of it,
but I didn't see it.
I was planning on seeing it, but I just never made it to the movies. But, I mean, it looks like a very well-done film.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited to see it. And I still will. It's still in theaters here if you want to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, someone should go see it and let us know how it is.
Do a report on it.
Yeah.
Done.
But apparently Tom Hanks said something kind of interesting to me last night. He said
comment.
He said it to you?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
It was a personal line. No, he said it to Julianne Hough, you know, the E! Entertainment star host or whatever.
Who you live vicariously through.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And he said he has no idea why they still have these. This was, of course, the 71st annual Golden Globes.
Couldn't agree with you more, buddy.
But, you know, I kind of do agree with him. Like, what is it for?
There are just,
you know,
so many. There's the Academy.
Well, so y'all were giving me the what for last week about the People's Choice
Oscars,
Awards.
But people choose that. That's different. These, I feel like it's like, you know, when someone does makeup tutorials on YouTube and they're like, oh, this product is so great, but yet that...
What
you know,
is it, Mr.
company
Incredible
gave them
says,
that product.
They're celebrating mediocrity. That's how I feel. There's just too many award shows.
Well,
here's
yeah.
your award. Here's your sign.
I agree. There are too many awards, but this is the only one that has TV shows besides the People's Choice, correct?
True.
So I feel like in that instance...
not the Tonys, Emmys. The Emmys.
The Emmys do
daytime
TVs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what
TV.
Won the
Tonys
best...
Tonys are for Broadway... Oscars are for the movies.
This is true.
And we have every we have
the only reason that we still have the Golden Globes is because people want to look at the pretty clothes and see celebrities on the red carpet.
That celebrities don't even own. They don't even buy those dresses.
The joke is the Golden Globes is how Hollywood's going to vote for the Oscars. This is kind of a
which is in 2 weeks.
Oscars, yeah. Why is it everything?
It's award season.
I know mm-hmm. why it's award season is because it's spring and the networks don't have any good shows to lead in with, so instead of having good well-written, well-produced programs, they have award shows.
Because they wait forever to air new TV shows, the new seasons. Ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really made me angry that you have to wait through all of December and half of January just to see like the 9th episode and they leave it on the cliffhanger and you're like, what the heck?
You know, I'm like, totally with you,
Morgan. Do you really think you're going to boost your ratings by this?
A mid-season cliffhanger, yes, because you will come back. Are you not going to tune in for that episode to see what happens?
Oh, I almost didn't for Revenge. I'm an avid Revenge watcher, and I was so upset that they just left it like that. I honestly thought for a second I would not watch it again, but...
You will.
Lo and behold, I did, and it was very good and well worth the wait. That's all I got to say.
Who's the character that's in the hospital? You think she's going to gain her memory back? I was catching...
Oh, yeah.
I was catching portions of Revenge.
Emily Thorne, a.k.a.
My wife loves that show, and I was just in the living room.
I do too. I love it.
Facebooking while the TV was on, so I was catching snippets of it. Not to say that
I haven't watched it at all this last season.
See, I missed the Golden Globes because I was watching Downton Abbey last night.
I love Downton Abbey.
And you've already seen the whole season.
I have. There's this nifty little thing called Project Free TV.
I watched
that
too.
If you don't know about it, go look at it.
Well, I can wait. I eagerly await every week.
Well, it's not
for
illegal.
PBS to bring me BBC programming.
Well,
I know. Just don't tell me how it ends.
I won't, but it's awesome. Awesome, awesome. So you saw the episode then where
Anna got attacked.
Oh, okay. I was about to tell you something
really
groundbreaking, but I'm just
I'm a lot farther than that, so I'm not going to say anything.
Spoilers. Well, all I need to know is there revenge and does it happen?
Not until like the last couple of episodes, and it's not really like revenge.
Does she get her comeuppance?
Her comeuppance?
Does she get revenge against her attacker?
She doesn't.
No.
Does the husband?
He maybe does.
Oh, good.
Maybe.
I keep the world in an intrigue of Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. Hey, it's 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. I think we've got some music coming up next. Marissa, who do we got?
We have Breakers by the Local Natives here on KTXT.
23 minutes past 8 o'clock, a few clouds, 28 degrees currently in Lubbock with a wind chill of 19. A bit on the cool side today, but not too bad. Expecting highs in lower 60s and highs tomorrow roughly the same. So unseasonably warm weather for what we'd expect in January. Welcome back if you're just getting back to Texas Tech. This is Good Morning Texas Tech. Derek Hinter along with Morgan Spruill, Marissa Trevino, and Kira Powell doing our news. And the students wanted to try something new today. Not
we
sure
did.
How I feel about it, but we'll see how it goes.
So, confidence.
I know.
Love it.
I'm scared to death. I'm so excited because it's live rate. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Right? Everything. So this is good. We're going to be having a game coming up, and we want you, one of you lucky listeners who's brave enough in this bold, brave new world we have. But if one of you out there is brave enough to actually want to try to participate, give us a call. We're going to try to, I guess, pick the first caller who calls, 742-KTXT, that's 742-5898. And that'll give Marissa an opportunity to get everything hooked up so that we can get you on the air during the segment for our game. So again, if you want to try to participate with us, this is a first for the students here at KTXT. Give us a call, 742-5898. What's the game called? Heads Up?
That is correct.
It's a word clue association kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still wondering how they're going to pull it off, but we're going to have fun. But anyway, give us a call, 742-5898, 742-KTXT.
Area code 806.
If you're in the 806. Thanks, Morgan. You know, it was really interesting to me because as I got back from the holiday and was back at work and the students were trickling in, I asked all of them, all of you, you know, hey, how was your holiday? And I got the same response. Oh, it was great, except I was so glad to get back. I wanted to get away from my family because evidently when you're a college student, you go home for the holidays, you want to get your presents, get the food, kiss mom and dad, and then get the heck back to, you know, to school.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us into our next section, which is how to be an adult child. And if there's anyone that can give pointers on how to be an adult child, it is DG, right? I can give you all the pointers you want to know.
How to be a bad adult child.
How to be a bad adult child. Navigating the parent-child relationship as an adult. So I guess since I'm the oldest by default, I will play the role of the adult.
Well, how are we going to define adult? What age constitutes an adult?
Once you are living on your own, away from mom and dad.
Like
once
all bills legally included or what?
Well, I don't know.
Because, I mean, I still don't pay my bills,
well,
if we're being honest.
I think it's more a relationship between you and your parents. You're becoming an adult. They're already an adult. But how has that adult-child dynamic, the parent-child relationship dynamic, changed because you're getting older? I'm here to tell you, my mom still treats me the same, and it's probably my fault, and I deserve to be treated like a young person. But I have noticed, you know, there is a change in the parent-child relationship as the child gets older, and I'm noticing that with my own child, my son, who is starting to become an adolescent, let me tell you.
A teen
with lots of angst.
I'm sure he'd really love that, Morgan.
Yes. Well, he would give you a name or two, I tell you. But what's it like? I mean, y'all were home for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
What had changed?
I love it. I mean, I can just tell just from being 20 to 21, it's awesome to be able to go to a restaurant and sit down and have a drink and, like, talk about grown-up things and not have to worry about, I don't know, them saying,
like,
you know,
Nike warning labels?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. No, but seriously, it's a totally new dynamic, something I'm not really used to yet. I didn't really have a great relationship in high school with
your
my parents.
Your parents aren't used to it either. That's the best part. It's new for them too.
I know, but I think we all love it. It's a great
Have your parents
atmosphere.
Giving? Okay, what advice? Maybe this is the question I'll ask everyone in the studio. What advice have your parents given you lately? And have you taken it, or do you just ignore it with your whimsical youthful whim?
Ooh.
And go whatever, whatever, mom, whatever, dad. Okay. I hate that one. Okay. Kira?
I am a people pleaser when it comes to my parents. I don't ignore advice. I don't like to disappoint them. So in that regard, I guess maybe some of that's my own fault that there's still that child dynamic because I know I grew up and I am doing, clearly, I live on my own, I pay bills, I do all of these things, but there's just a part of me that always feels like I need their approval a little bit.
Oh, of course. I mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. I'm just was that rebel child in high school. Still have it in me.
Yes.
I was the wild child in like my family, and so like pleasing the parents. I lost that like a long time ago. It's gone. We've moved on.
Have you gone to the dark side, Marissa, where now it's no longer, you know, you're not actively trying to please them, but now you're on that rebellious streak where it's like displeasing them now is probably an option?
No, in high school, for sure, it was like whatever I could do to...
Just make them mad?
Not necessarily to make them mad, but I would always do like what I wanted to do. So like if they said anything, I'd be like, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyways. But now... I depend on them a lot more for money.
Oh my gosh.
So you have to have like some sort of like a pleasing, like I give them like updates every week. I call them. And when I forget to call them, then my dad calls and is like, why haven't you called me this week? I'm like, I've been busy.
So
sorry.
This is just a generic question for my benefit. When you keep in touch with your folks, is it by voice on the telephone, or do you do a lot of email? Do you do Twitter?
No, I call them. I call them on the phone. Sometimes when it's like school stuff or like some things, like little reminders, like, Mom, you haven't deposited into my account. Like, that'll be a text or an email.
Hi, Mom. Everything's great. You should really hear what I'm learning in class. And by the way, the check bounced. Anyway, love talking to you. Hopefully that check won't bounce again.
She always gives money. Like, she'll give my dad cash to put into my account. And my dad forgets, and he spends the cash.
It's dad's.
And so then I have to call and be like, Mom, you never put money in my account. And then she gets mad because my dad spent the money that was supposed to go into my account.
I talked to my mom this morning, and she was like, work on your Okay, I gotcha. Like, that's our relationship. I would not
She's
be where I am at now.
She's listening right now? Is she listening right now?
It's possible. Hello, Mom.
Someone that talks to Tom
I'm working
Hanks,
on him. You know. I don't think I've said it, but one or two times.
Well, so. Know this. Your parents love you. They're concerned about you.
Absolutely.
That you're always going to be their child,
this
as my
is true.
Mom constantly reminds me. You're still my son.
Well, but... I guess there's a difference between being the son or daughter and actually still being a kid. I don't need you to pay for my meal, and I can order what I want, Grandma. I don't need you to tell me how many calories are in my Starbucks. I'm good.
Water for the table.
I will tell you something that I have used to my advantage, but I don't recommend you using this because you will get in trouble. My mom is now old enough to use the seniors menu, and I've pointed that out a couple of times to my detriment. When I'm buying, it's like, yeah, you can order the big meal, Mom. And, you know, anyway. Hey, 31 minutes past 8 o'clock. We're still looking for a caller who wants to be brave enough to try calling us and joining us for our game. 742-5898. That's 742-KTXT. Let us know, and we'll get you hooked up, and you'll be playing the game with us. I think Kira Powell's going to have some news coming up next right here on The Raider. Good morning, Texas Tech.
Good morning. I'm Kira Powell with your KTXT News Update. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why a Dallas-bound Southwest Airlines flight landed at Missouri's Taney County Airport. The Dallas-bound plane was supposed to stop in Branson. The two Missouri airports are about 7 miles apart. A spokesman at the Taney County Airport says the passengers were taken to the Branson Airport by bus and other vehicles. Federal auditors are investigating whether New Jersey Governor Chris Christie improperly used money meant for Hurricane Sandy relief. CNN says auditors are trying to determine if $25 million in Superstorm relief money was improperly used for a tourism campaign for the Jersey Shore. The investigation comes after a now-fired Christie staffer apparently arranged for lane closures on the George Washington Bridge in retaliation after the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, would not support Christie's re-election. Tap water is still not safe to drink in 9 West Virginia counties days after a chemical leak in a major river tainted the water supply. There may be good news on the horizon, however, as chemical levels appear to be dropping. The National Guard is performing the water test and says readings need to be below a certain level for a full day before the water will be safe for drinking, cooking, and bathing. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
It's Monday, January 13th, 2 days away from the first day of the spring 2014 semester. Weather looking nice out there. Cold this morning. Temperatures in the mid and upper 20s. Factoring in a breeze, you'll need those jackets. Wind chills in the teens. This afternoon, however, looking gorgeous. Temps in the mid 50s by lunch. Looking at highs in the lower 60s. Plenty of sunshine out there. Just a few high clouds. Winds north and northwest. Much lighter than yesterday. Only about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, colder. Lows in the 20s. I'm Cutter Martin for the Raider.
Bumper music. 34 minutes past 8 o'clock. Welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech. Derek Kinter along with Morgan Sproul and Kira Powell stepping out of the news booth to join us here in the main studio. We've got Marissa across the way. Did we get a caller ever? We did? We do. Fantastic. We've actually got a caller on the line. I hope Marissa is able to route him through, especially for this next segment. Radio history about to be made at KTXT
Woo!
Today.
I'm so glad I could be a part of it.
I'm going to let
shaking in my boots.
Kira describe what's about to happen here, but she's got a game for us.
I do. I'm really excited about it.
It's actually going to be called Heads Up. She's really excited about it.
I'm super excited because I played this over the weekend with friends, and I hate to lose. Let me just say I'm really super competitive.
This is an app that you can get online. Is that right?
You can buy it at the iTunes App Store.
Okay, so this is something you use your phone, your handheld device for.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's different categories selected in the game. You pick a category. And then you place the phone on your head, but obviously the caller will not be doing this, but I will be giving the caller clues to guess what they, whatever we're picking from the animal category. So whatever animal it is, without saying the actual name of the animal, I will give better clues than Derek, who gives terrible clues.
Yeah,
we
I'm
did a tester earlier. So I'm just glad he's not on my team.
Okay. So the category is animals.
Yes.
And you're going to give the caller clues.
Correct.
Okay, got you.
Correct. So the caller and I will be against you and DG.
If we have the caller there.
If we have the caller there.
I think Marissa's still trying to figure out the call system. It's not the easiest thing to do.
No, it's not.
What is the other game that's just like this? It's kind of older, but it's like a, you know what I mean? It's like an actual set, and you press the dill, and it goes around.
Catchphrase.
So this is like the iPhone version of Catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Really exciting.
And how many, you just go as many as you can get in 1 minute?
Yes.
A timed game?
It's a timed game. There's a timer going on the clock. When you get it correct, you'll hear a ding. If you have to pass, you can pass, and you'll hear a really sad sound. I don't like to pass. I just want to get them right. That's basically how we like to play.
So what do they get if they win? Or if y'all win?
A KTXT t-shirt, which I think is pretty exciting.
That is.
Okay.
I'm excited about KTXT.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think y'all are going to try a practice round to see how it goes.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. So, Morgan, you're going to hold this up. And we'll play.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to give Morgan clues as a tester. 3, 2, 1. They are in the movie The Lion King. They laugh a lot.
Hyenas.
Yes. So flip it down. Yes.
Correct.
This is green, scaly.
Gator.
Yes, an alligator. Yes.
Woo!
So awesome. They are in the place where you sleep. You don't
bed
want
bugs.
Them there. Yes.
I'm so good at this.
It's a type of seafood that you eat. You can make a sandwich out of it.
Tuna.
Yes. It's so good. This is a black and white animal.
Orca whale.
Nope.
Penguin.
In Africa, four legs.
Zebra.
Yes. Oh, bah.
Is that a goat or a goat? Is that a sheep?
It's a sheep.
Okay,
you're correct. This will imitate what you say. They're kind of annoying there. It's a bird.
Parrot.
Yes. Pass. It's a type of dinosaur. It's extinct.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes.
Man, that was awesome.
I'm so good at giving clues.
Such a good way to start your Monday morning.
It's true. And she got 8, correct.
I'm just getting a headache from all the sound effects.
8, correct.
Wow. Okay.
She's awesome.
All right, Marissa, let's try it. I think we may have the caller on the line.
Woo!
Is he there?
Oh, I think
so. I'm here.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Perfect. Will you give us your name one more time?
Todd Smith.
Todd Smith. All right. Great to have you on this show. And where are you calling from?
From Houston, Texas.
From Planet Houston. Okay.
Great. Well, we are so glad to have you on. I think they are going to start the game now.
Yes. Are you ready, Todd?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm ready.
We have to dominate. I'm just telling you right now. Do not let me down. I will give you good clues.
Okay. Okay. I'll do my best.
The category is animals. You got it?
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
3, 2, 1. Okay. I'm going to pass on that one because I don't know that one. Passing on that one too. Okay. This is a type, it's very slow. It's not a turtle, but another name for it.
Tortoise?
Yes.
Ooh, one for you.
This is, you find them in the lake. You can fry them. It's a type of...
fish.
It's a specific type of fish. You fry it.
Bass?
No. Not bass. A meow.
Catfish.
Yes. I don't know. This is, you can find it at the rodeo. People try to ride them.
A bull?
Yes. You're so good. Okay, I don't know.
She passed
oh,
that one.
Gosh. This is a type of, thing that you find in the water, and it, I don't know.
Oh.
That was so hard.
Y'all
it was a
good.
Crawfish.
A crawfish.
I could not, obviously, like, the red, you, awful. We only got 4. But you out of, like, 8. It's okay. We're going to still beat DG and Morgan. So, you guys ready?
They're easy picking.
Okay. Alvin and the...
Chipmunks.
Yes.
Ooh.
All
right.
This long trout, not an elephant, eats little bugs.
Ant eater.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Spikes, lives in the ocean. You don't want to step on them. You have to suck the poison out with your teeth.
Blowfish.
Close, keep going. They're tall. They're small, round, like a little ball with spikes.
Anemone.
Pass.
Anemone.
We'll just pass that one. He's a caped crusader, the bird-like creature that the caped crusader lives in the dark. They live upside down. They
oh,
suck.
A bat.
Very good.
This is a vampire.
Oh, this is, let's see. Think of the mascot of Baylor. It's not, they don't live at...
A grizzly bear.
Close. Not
Black
white.
Black bear.
Very good. Okay.
Oh, it's a tie.
Oh, we are, you know.
No, I don't think so.
As long as we didn't lose, I'm really okay with
sea
that.
Sea urchin was what we were looking for earlier.
Dang it.
I wouldn't have gotten that. I didn't even know what you were talking about. Okay, so we can do blockbuster movies or superstars. It's your choice.
Oh, those are both hard. We didn't
Todd, what do you think? Blockbuster movies or
super? This is our tiebreaker.
What was the other category?
Or superstars.
Superstars or blockbuster movies, Todd? Which category would you like to go for?
Superstars.
Okay.
Superstar.
We got it. Okay.
Okay, Todd, here we go.
All right.
2, 1. She is on Glee. I don't know if you watch Glee. She's a Broadway star. No?
Say it again one more time.
Pass. We'll pass. She's a country music star. She started when she was like 13. How could I live without you? This is her song. I just remember. She's married to Eddie something.
Tanya Tucker?
She's blonde. No. No.
Taylor Swift?
Blue is a song that she sings.
Oh, Leanne Rimm.
Yes. Okay.
Hooray.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. This is a skateboarder, really famous in the 90s. His last name is a bird. No?
Oh, no. We'll pass.
Okay. She was in Honey. It's a movie.
Oh, pass. Okay. This. Oh no. Oh my gosh. Oh no. We're not gonna do that. I'm so sorry.
Those were hard ones.
Sorry for your time. I'm not. Okay. I'm not gonna do any better.
Okay.
Okay. So this
all right,
is.
Here we go.
All right. 2, 1.
You can pass.
She was queen. Famous queen of Great Britain?
Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, that's the first.
No.
You went too early there. I don't even know who this is. Pass that one. Oh, gosh, they're getting worse as
they're
we
hard.
Go.
You can pass.
We'll pass that one, too. They're not getting any easier.
No, you can pass.
Okay.
You pick the category, Todd.
This guy winning Blood of a Tiger. related to a famous Hollywood family, 2 and a Half Men, winning.
How do you not know
okay.
that?
Okay, we'll see if we can attack this in two parts.
Okay.
His name is Brown, has a Christmas special, hangs out with Snoopy.
Charlie Brown!
Okay, wait. That's the first one.
Okay.
Second one has a very illustrious something to it.
Charlie Sheen!
Yes!
You should have just said cocaine and strippers.
Okay.
Oh my God. We won, Todd. That was the tiebreaker, and we did it.
All right, good deal.
So you win a shirt from the KTXT crew.
Woo!
Don't give us your address on air, because that would be unfortunate, because you might get some creepy stalkers who want to find you. But we'll take it. Marissa will take it, and we'll send
it. All I can say is, Todd, congratulations. You were an unwilling participant in experimental radio this morning. But hey.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, be careful down there in Houston.
We'll do it, sir.
Thanks for having thanks for being a part.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh gosh. Well, okay. So it's
that was fun.
Hey, it was I would not call that an epic failure. I thought it was going to be, and Marissa was not very confident in our skills, but
well, you pulled it off. I'm proud of you.
You know.
15 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
Monday morning.
He's my brother, she's my sister with Same Old Ground right here on the Raider.
Money, IV, and share. God knows there's
Brown by He's My Brother, She's My Sister. Some music for your early morning here on KTXT. Good morning, Texas Tech. Welcome back. 11 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. This will probably be our last segment. We were talking earlier about millennials. Last week, actually, we were talking on the show about millennials. How do you define the current generation of college students? And one of the statistics that is being attributed to the up-and-coming generation is that of marriage number is on the decline. Fewer and fewer people getting married, and when they choose to do so, they're doing it later in life. And that's kind of the focus for our next topic. Why do you think that is? Why are millennials getting married later in life, if at all?
Well, according to the Huffington Post, it's hit a historic low as far as marriage rates. Mm-hmm. And it said that part of that has to do with people are getting married later, if at all, or just choosing to live together.
Mm-hmm.
Which would not fly in my household whatsoever. My mom and dad are not going for that one at all. And it said there were 31 marriages per 1,000 unmarried women each year. And that was from last summer.
Mm.
So I'm kind of shocked by it. I don't know, because I feel like in the South...
What shocks you about it?
All the time I feel like I'm hearing of new engagements, so it, mm-hmm. for it to hit an all-time low. But mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in a bubble in West Texas where it is kind of
yes,
a little different. Yes. People get married at 22.
But at the same time as I'm hearing so many engagements, I'm hearing of, like, broken engagements as well.
Really?
Do you not hear those either, or is that, like, I hear them all the time, I feel like.
On Twitter.
This past semester, I've seen two broken engagements.
Oh.
But you say, and of course, my older opinion is better to break off the engagement.
Oh, no, than, I totally agree.
You know, end in divorce. I think there's numerous reasons for that. I know that I myself was considered I was an old maid when I finally married.
How old
were
you?
At the ripe old age of 30.
Oh.
But, you know, within my age group, that's typical.
Yeah, my mom and dad, 30 and 32.
My parents married in their early 20s. From the baby boomer generation, which is not too atypical, but I think younger people today are getting married at an older age because they want to have more stability, you know, want to finish my college degree, want to get that first job, want to get the apartment and all that, and then I'll start shopping for a marriage.
Maybe. Yeah. It says the average age for a woman's first marriage, I don't know why they put that in there, is 27 years old.
Oh, wow.
The highest point in over a century.
Hmm.
What's fun is when I'm watching with my wife what's the wedding dress?
Say yes to the dress.
Yes. And there's another one. There's two of them.
Of course we know what that is.
Say yes to the dress. And
Bridesmaids.
Say yes to the dress, Atlanta, I think.
Yes.
I don't like Atlanta. They're kind of mean.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting to me is, you know, they always... The bride is there to pick their dress, and they talk a little bit about themselves. My name is so-and-so, so-and-so, and I'm, and then it gives their age.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, the broad diversity of the range of ages.
Between the Southern and the...
Yeah, the one in New York. And what's interesting is the older... In New York, it seems to be they're mm-hmm. looking for a dress at a lot older age.
And more mm-hmm. expensive
dresses. More expensive
dresses.
And the other show that's in Atlanta, it seems like, you know... And
I'm 22.
I'm 19. I'm 21, and I'm from Hartsfield, Georgia, you know, and it's like, wow, there's a broad difference there, but it's always fun to see the young people.
But I almost feel like for women in the South, if you don't have a ring by spring and you are 22 years old, there is something terribly wrong with you.
Have you never heard of that, Morgan? You, like, laughed at
no,
it.
No, well, I was just thinking, when I got back, DG, the first thing he asked me...
I gave her the
first thing he asked me was if my boyfriend put a ring on my finger, and I was like, what? No!
Did he put a ring on it?
No,
did the BFF put a ring on it? No, he didn't.
Because, you know, I'm 21, and I just figure, you know, 27 sounds about right for me. Like, that sounds like a good...
She gave me this long excuse about, I don't want to be rushed, and blah, blah, blah.
How long are you going to be married before you have kids?
Oh, a long time. My mom didn't have me until she was 32, so I'll wait until 35 and then have a kid, but... I don't know. I don't see the rush. How long did you and Tamara wait to have your son?
Oh, a year or two.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like a year. You know, I think that when you get married, you should have a couple years
of being married
before you have a child.
Kids.
And so,
jeez.
I don't know. I just feel like
You know, I'm waiting on my sister to have a kid, so I totally disagree with that. She's been married for 5 years now, and I'm like, just have a baby already. Like, I'm done with you. I want your kid.
Well, because once you have a kid, that's
a financial strain.
You can't leave it when you get tired of it. It's not a dog.
Well, you mentioned earlier about what was the average age of their first marriage? 27. My mom is on husband number, I know this, 3? She's on her third husband now.
Yeah.
So, you know, back in the old days, we all used to laugh and make fun of Elizabeth Taylor because of the numerous marriages that she had. But now it's getting to be more and more commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
You have your starter marriage and then, which is terrible. I don't like that
starter
term,
marriage.
But that's what it's called.
I don't understand that. Yes, I know what he's talking about. But to me, I just feel like the reason I would wait until later in life to get married is because I want to be sure about it. I don't want to make a flippant choice and then decide, I'm out of here.
Okay, so I have a question for that. How long should the courtship be, the engagement?
At least a year, year and a half.
Really?
A
year?
I agree with the year, because if I don't know that I love you by a year and that this is going towards that direction, we probably need to break up. And I'm not going to keep testing that
water. And you have to, experience all of the seasons with them.
Oh, my gosh.
of the year, fall, spring, summer.
Yes, what are they like in spring?
Well, no, because, during the holidays, if they're, sketchy or if they're, super clingy with their parents
This is the thing I've made with my parents. I'm not bringing anyone home over a holiday until I know that they're the one I'm going to marry, because at that point you can't just run away.
No.
It's pretty for sure.
I need to throw him to the wolves and see if he can swim.
No. Not my wolves. They're scary.
So Morgan, how long have you and your BFF been courting?
We have been together for a little over 3 years.
So what's his problem? Jeez.
He has a job. I have a job and aspirations and goals that I want to accomplish before it goes from there. You know, we've been together for, this long, and I know him, but I feel like there's so much more to learn. And what if something, comes up one day and, I don't know, he decides he doesn't feel the same way or something?
That.
You know, I'm comfortable.
I'm biting my tongue.
Okay, with,
But she's still in school.
It's true.
Yeah,
if she wasn't in school and she was 2 years older, I could see how that would.
Married people do go to school, too.
Well, yes, they do.
Well, yeah, but
it's
I can't even
different.
Pay. What am I supposed to do? Go to the courthouse and get a dill? No, I would like to have a nice wedding, and I'm not going to let my parents pay for all of it. They've already, done so much, so I'm not going to be I'm going to have a $50,000 wedding. But
here's my advice to all of you, and all of you out there in Radioland.
Okay. Are you getting on your soapbox, DG?
No.
Here it goes.
Elope.
No.
Oh, elope. I've always wanted to elope.
Elope.
I've always wanted to go somewhere.
Las Vegas.
My grandma.
No, not Las Vegas. on the beach.
Well, elope to the beach.
Me and him and maybe his parents and my parents and my two sisters, and if he has siblings, that's it. That's all I need.
And here,
close family. That's it.
You're going to save so much money.
Probably my best friend.
It's cheaper. It's quicker, simpler, and if it's your starter marriage, you're not losing. Right?
It's going to be my only marriage, so we're not doing that. I don't like
so
that.
So far, it's been my
what
only
if
marriage.
What if he passes away, Kira?
Are you going to be a widow for remarried? I'm serious about that.
Well, they do have that older couple, that oldercouplesmatch.com, just in case it happens for you.
You don't have to be lonely at Farmers.
They have Match.com for anything.
FarmersOnly.com.
Oh, that's crazy.
My mom met her current husband online, which I give her all kinds of kudos to. Go mom. You know, she's ooh, doing the internet thing. But a lot of my friends also, I guess, dated online or met their significant other, future significant other online, which I always thought was interesting.
Me too, kind of.
At 25, I want to feel like I can go on a few real life dates that I just, come naturally before I turn to the internet.
Well, knowing who's proposed to you already, I can understand that.
That was really mean.
That was a jab to the heart, DG.
No. Ron's a nice guy.
Ron Burgundy.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so school starts on Wednesday. Are we going to have an all-student crew on the show Wednesday?
I don't know yet. If not,
is this
I think
my farewell
you're great.
Episode?
No, I hope not. I think you've been a great addition.
I'm trying to get off.
Kevin Wade should be here. He's got class Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, so join us. Tune in Wednesday. We don't know who the host will be. It'll be exciting.
I will be one of the hosts.
We'll have another game, maybe.
Yes, hopefully.
We'll improve it. Fantastic. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Undercurrents coming up next. We've got BBC back at the top of the hour at lunch, and then following 1 o'clock, more music right here on the Raider. Have a good day, folks. See ya.